While researching his book, Interstate 69, The Unfinished History of the Last Great American Highway, Matt Dellinger traced the seedlings of an idea for I-69 to a southern Indiana landowner who in the early 1990s wanted to build a toll road from Evansville to Indianapolis.
But this man, David Graham, in Washington, Indiana, had been talking to this economist who said, look, your problem is that this is too small a project. You know, if you continued this proposed highway all the way to Mexico, then the numbers would really change. The economics of it would look a lot more attractive if it was an international trade route.
20 years and billions of dollars later, I-69 remains incomplete, although there has been much progress. If I-69 ever is complete, it'll extend from Canada to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Dellinger says funding issues and sometimes debate over the proposed route of the interstate have impeded progress as each mayor, congressman, and senator along the way has tried to steer it in a way that would most benefit his or her constituents.
These arguments about the route have been going on since the idea was very, very young. And it is about politics. It is about economic development. And the bridges are obviously key points in the route. They kind of are the pillars that the rest of the route is defined by.
The latest dust-up over I-69 doesn't take place far from Washington, Indiana.
There are many people in the city of Evansville who thought they would never see the completion or even ground broken for anything called I-69.
That's Evansville Mayor Lloyd Winicky.
I have CEOs and presidents of corporations that are in Evansville who routinely say to me, hey, without a new bridge linking Evansville to the Henderson area and connecting I-69 in Kentucky, Evansville really does become a cul-de-sac.
The current plan would take the route of I-69 from Evansville, Indiana, across the Ohio River to Henderson with the construction of a new bridge. The cost of that bridge is estimated at over $1 billion. That's where Owensboro Mayor Ron Payne comes in. He suggests rerouting the I-69 project to take the path directly through his city.
You know, why don't we look at coming an additional 30 miles down the West Kentucky Parkway and utilize the Natcher and come north to Owensboro, where there already is a bridge across the Ohio River. So it just looks to me like we could save a lot of money by rerouting I-69.
That suggestion caught the Evansville mayor off guard.
Whenever he delivered his State of the City speech, I saw it in a media clipping that was forwarded to me. I was very surprised. He made an appointment to come over and visit me the following week and made it very clear that he's fighting for I-69 bridge to never be built between Evansville and Henderson.
Winicky, along with Kentucky's top transportation official Mike Hancock, are insistent that the previously charted and approved course for I-69 is set. They cite the hundreds of millions of dollars that have already been spent on planning, research studies, and upgrades to roads. Mayor Winicky says he appreciates the input from his counterpart in Owensboro, but is not changing his opinion.
Mayors and communities along the Ohio River don't get to decide where an interstate route how it's designated. That is a congressional act. So he came to visit with me. We had a very candid discussion. He understands why I'm advocating for what I'm fighting for. And, I guess I sort of understand his position, but, the question I ask him then and I would ask today is, where have you been for all these years? This route was decided and Congress acted upon it years ago.
As definitive as Mayor Winicky sounds, Mayor Payne continues to move forward with his suggestion to change the I-69 route.
It, at least in my opinion, deserves a look. You know, I know everybody's saying this is done, looking at that original route, but that doesn't mean you can't step back and take a look and see if there's a better way. We can always do that, and I would hope we would always do that if we think we can save substantial amounts of money.
But author Matt Dellinger says Payne's plan would also be costly, perhaps offsetting some of the savings that he touts.
It seems like an argument that, you'd have to believe that there would be no bridge built at all if I-69 were rerouted, which I don't think will be the case. I also, rerouting the interstate might involve environmental studies that could set the project back several years and would cost money in their own right.
Owensboro Mayor Ron Payne says he sent a letter to Governor Steve Beshear requesting that all work on I-69 be suspended until, in his words, some of these questions can be answered. One of those questions, he says, involves the logistics of the proposed bridge between Henderson and Evansville.
There is consideration being given to replacing the twin bridges at Henderson with this I-69 bridge. Well, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind, what's the economic impact of that on the city of Henderson?
But Henderson Mayor Steve Austin, who supports the current proposed route for I-69, says those concerns have already been addressed. He says those twin bridges are aging. He approximates one to be 40 years old, the other about 70 years old. If an I-69 bridge over the Ohio River between Henderson and Evansville were to become a reality, Austin visualizes the twin bridges to be repurposed for local use, removing the need for much of the state money for maintenance.
What could happen would be that those bridges could be utilized for local traffic under a weight limit, and where large trucks could not run on those bridges, because that's what causes the high maintenance problems on those bridges, is the heavy trucks.
Wherever the course of I-69 eventually ends up, in southern Indiana and western Kentucky, Owensboro Mayor Ron Payne doesn't appear to be giving up easily.
We got time. I mean, it's 8 to 10 years before you even begin talking about building a bridge, so we have time to look at this. And if this is the right course that's been originally proposed, fine. But if not, then maybe we need somebody independent to come in here and take a look at this.
Payne says in addition to his letter to Governor Beshear, he's also asked Senators Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, and Congressman Brett Guthrie to at least take a look at his plan. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.